You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Ali and DZ.
Ho ho! We started in the show with little victories.
That's right.
My little victory is I didn't have to hug you this morning, you jerk.
What? See, you gonna start like this?
Yep, pretty much.
I thought this was gonna be wholesome.
I walked in the studio, I said, get the hell out.
Wait. What's wrong with my headphones?
You heard me. You don't have headphones on. You have stupid earwarmers.
I can't hear you.
I see your Chicago Bears outfit.
What is wrong?
Get
I can't.
Out.
Oh, that is. Oh, silly me. I left my earmuffs on.
No, you didn't. I'll hold them for you.
Oh, that's great. No, I got them. Don't worry about it. I'll wipe them on my ass. Chill out.
I can't believe you showed up in your beard. I don't care if you grew up near Chicago. I don't care. Get out.
What's wrong? Come back with the correct outfit.
You know what's wrong. My little victory is we ran in a circle around the studio. DZ kept going, come on, bring it in.
Come on, happy Monday.
Get the hell away from
Hello,
me.
Good
Get
morning.
Away. So I never had to hug you because I wouldn't come near you.
You evaded me.
I'm not touching that gross bright orange looking construction worker outfit.
I bet you if I go outside right now, I won't be hit. Or actually, I might be hit.
You'll definitely get hit if you go outside in Wisconsin right now.
Knock on wood, everybody.
I dare you to go outside in that outfit and stand in the street.
Nah, I think I'll keep that inside. I got a coat on.
I'll button it up.
Nah.
All right, so what's your little victory? Mine's that I didn't have to hug you in that outfit. What's yours?
I mean, my little victory is that even a Dubless Dub, even a blind squirrel, even though it's inconsequential and it does not matter, we caught that dub.
Who's we?
Oh, we caught that dub.
You live in Wisconsin. This is Milwaukee. We're not rooting for the Bears.
Milwaukee doesn't have a football team.
If I was on the radio in Chicago screaming the Packers, you'd be like, get out of this city, dude, and you know it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you would.
No.
Yes, you would.
Slide out no.
You know what?
To have a real conversation, no. I wouldn't care. Your team affiliation does not matter enough to me as an individual.
Well, it matters to me.
Well, I don't know why. Suck. You're not sportsy.
I am not, but I'm Wisconsin, okay? There's a difference.
Good for you. Listen. I grew up playing football, and football for me, man, I was a Bears fan, dog.
Fine. All right. Great.
We caught the dub.
You caught the dub, not we.
We.
You.
We.
It's not we.
We.
Oh, here come the hate voice messages already. I can hear it on a
Where
Monday.
They at? I ain't heard. It's been quiet. It's been so quiet.
It's everyone's first day back, and this is how they got to start listening to you with this garbage.
Y'all need to wake up. Do you see the hear the birds chirping?
Hit the damn song. Question of the day is coming up next. I hate you. I'm going to get coffee. Goodbye.
Oh my goodness. Hold on, Jesus!
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. We always talk about our weekends first thing on a Monday. Now, I know a lot of us came back last week. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you and I started back last week.
That's right.
My kids went back to school on Thursday, but a lot of people also starting back this week.
We get to it, but some of y'all just getting back.
Well, the people posting, it's not, now it's becoming 2025. I'm like, we've been back since Thursday. Leave us alone.
Colombians be celebrating December 35th, so...
That's funny. Well, I don't know what you did this weekend, but my weekend was a mix of all sleep. I'm talking like 12 to 14 hours in a row. Clearly still recovering from surgery. Those 2 days of work took it out of me. Mm-hmm. But the highlight was when I went to visit Ella, my old nanny who took care of my kids for years. She had her third baby.
Aww.
They swore it was going to be another girl because they have two little girls, Ruth and Lulu.
They didn't find out?
No.
Ooh, cool.
It was a boy.
Surprise, surprise.
So Ezekiel, they call him Zeke, but it's Ezekiel.
Yep. I love that, dog. That's a cool name.
Yeah, so I got to go over, me and the boys went over and visited her and her husband and their daughters, and then I got to hold the new baby for a good 2 hours, and then I brought bagels, I did all the things you do to, like, show up, you know.
Hi, here's stuff,
Some cute outfits.
Give me the baby.
diapers, whatever, and that was it.
So, go shower if you need to. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. So I got some baby time, and I got to visit Ella's and Dan's new baby this weekend. So cool. That was exciting.
That's cool. New baby vibes.
Yeah, my kids were in her wedding. That's how close
they
we are. Yes, they were in her wedding because she watched them for so many years from like when they were little.
Little ring boys or
no? I don't. I think they just walked down the aisle in cute suits. I don't
baby
remember.
Ushers.
Something
adorable.
Like that.
Something.
They looked cute.
Babies in weddings. It was adorable.
They looked cute. They were like 5 and 7 when they were in her wedding. So, yeah. So what'd you do this weekend?
Well, this weekend, I'd say the highlight was that we drove back home, you know, to ride over the border and celebrated our niece / goddaughters.
Yeah.
What is it? 14? I was going to say 16. She's growing up too fast. 14th birthday.
Aww.
14, bro. Alea, man.
Man, she was 12 when you started. Now
call
she's
her bug.
14.
Now she's 14, man.
Jeez.
And I held that baby like fresh. Like, I don't even know where the time has gone because there's a photograph of me holding this child literally in diapers as a baby. I don't even know if she's one yet.
Isn't
that
cool?
It is the most adorable thing. And this is one of the craziest experiences that people can ever experience in life is seeing somebody grow up right before your eyes.
I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that with my niece and nephew. You as well
when they're not your kids, right? Because when your kids, they're your kids, and obviously wow, amazing.
It's still weird to see your kids grow, but it's really weird when you have somebody else. And then like my cousin is 30.
Right.
I have a picture of me holding her when I'm like 14,
right?
Like that's
stuff
crazy.
Like that.
Yeah, that's
so,
really weird.
So yeah, that's what we did this weekend, man.
Aww.
it was adorable, very heartfelt, and
happy birthday to her.
Yeah, happy
Feliz
birthday
cumpleaños.
Happy birthday to Bug.
Mm-hmm. You call her Bug.
She hates being called Bug, but we don't care. The whole fam calls her Bug.
Well, that's okay. We're gonna call her Bug then. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then let's find out what everybody else did this weekend. 414-533-1037. I'm going to open up the texts. I'm going to go see if we have any voice messages. And we're going to get this show going this morning because it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're back, baby. This is it. January 6th. We're going today. Let's go.
Wait. We can't. We got to be. Not like that. We're not going like that.
Was that too aggressive?
We're not going, but like, we're going on with the show.
We're going to play a song, but I do want to know what everybody did this weekend. Okay. Talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about what you did this weekend. You went back home and celebrated your niece's 14th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I met my former nanny's new baby, Zeke.
Oh, Zeke baby.
Yeah, and I see Sammy from the town of Troy. Is that different from East Troy?
Is my son in Troy right now?
I forgot. No, it's not your son. Sammy and Troy said, my husband and I are expecting our first baby, and we had our baby shower yesterday. Okay.
Oh, congrats.
Nice.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, Antonia in Vegas, who listens on the Odyssey app, she texted in and said, we played tourist on the strip with visiting cousins. Best part is we still slept in our own bed. Ah.
That's the nicest part of being touristing with people in the city you live in.
Oh, and then Ryan in Calabama, his wife Ashley texted in and said she kept her sanity for as long as she could, prepping mentally to return to work today.
So she kicked Ryan out the house?
I hope so, because he's on the phone. That must be why he's calling. She was like, get out. I've seen you enough this break.
With some peace.
Speaking
goodness
of,
gracious.
Ryan's on the phone, everybody.
What
Ryan
a transition.
From Calabama. Well, you can tell everybody. Well.
What an intro to the 2025 year.
You know what I'm saying?
You're welcome. Your wife texted in, not me. I was just echoing what she said.
That's fair. Don't pop the messenger, man.
Gosh, I guess I can.
I still support her, though, because she's got a hot brother. So anyway.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, DZ. How was your lovely 2025 year going?
Be quiet,
no, what'd you do this weekend, man? Holla at us, bro.
What
What's
did
up?
You do?
Not much. I am actually with the same boat with her because we both have been off since we are now working at the same school.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So y'all, she really kicked you out the house and said, go get away from me.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
She kicked me out yesterday at 6 a.m. She said, you can go hang out with your friends all day long until 3 o'clock.
And take the kids.
Yes. Dude, it's so funny. Normally you're like, help me with the kids. When the wife says, leave.
Bye.
I don't want your help. That's how sick of you I am.
Peace.
It was a great Sunday, I can say, other than our lovely, DZ, props to you. Your team finally came through, but, you know.
Hey, a winless win.
Hang up on him. You know what? Don't say props to you.
No,
get off my line.
Let him give me my flowers.
You got to give him some sports. sportsmanship.
This was our big game.
Why?
Because it's sportsmanship.
I'm not rooting for the Bears. Sports. Hang up on Ryan. I wish I could reach the phone right now.
All right.
Peace, man.
Get the hell out. What is wrong with you?
I hung up on him happy.
Yes, I am happy because if you don't want me to snap and run over there and hang up on him myself.
Allie over there, arms crossed, pouting like, hang
I'm
up on
totally
him
right now. I hate you so much.
I'm loving this, dog.
Like my child. All right, let's go to our girl in Racine, Audrey.
Shout out, Retreat.
Straight out of cup.
I hope she had a better weekend than when we talked to her and she spent New Year's. Hi, Audrey. You said you spent New Year's at Children's Hospital with your little one. I'm hoping this weekend went better.
Better? We better?
Well, I did not have him this weekend. It was their dad's weekend.
Okay. Well,
single mom!
So it wasn't your problem, technically. You checked in, but it wasn't your problem.
What did you do?
And next weekend I have off, and I think I'm going to go to an axe bar in Kenosha.
Oh, look at her talking about next weekend. Well, you better worry about next weekend, next weekend.
Now
this
you're just
weekend.
Bragging, okay? Right. What did you do this weekend?
This weekend. Pre-telling.
This weekend I just sat at home, cleaned the house, and did some shopping.
Oh, it's been low-key. It's been low-key.
But I have the real question for you guys. How's the roads up there?
Totally fine, actually.
Pretty clean, yeah.
Are they bad in Racine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you're playing Russian roulette with what lanes you're in right now.
No way. Literally, I drove to work with not a drop on the ground, and we're on like the southwest side of Milwaukee, so...
Well, I'm heading your way, guys.
She said I'm coming up. Come to safety, girl, for now.
You'll be fine once you get up here. I don't know if it's going to start, but we're okay right now. I'm sorry for all you guys down there.
Yeah, it's supposed to start, but okay.
I'm sorry for you.
All right, well, Audrey, drive safe. Be safe, man. Let us know when you get up
thank
here.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Yo.
What?
So, listen.
Yeah.
Like, real quick.
What?
Last night, I got gas, and the road started, because it started to flurry a little bit, but the flurries melted, and then it was too cold, so it iced, and I was all worried. I was like, dang, it's going to be terrible tomorrow.
Oh, it wasn't icy at all this morning.
I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, it stopped. What's everybody worried about?
It was totally fine up here.
The pattern is tracking at a weird, like,
it's
acute.
It's on by the lake, right?
It's like a standing acute angle, right? So when you're in Racine, Kenosha, it's a little thicker. Milwaukee,
forget it.
Yeah, we might get an inch or two, but it's going to snow.
Well, somebody texted in and said they took down all their Christmas decorations and it felt so good. I too did that, actually. My tree was still up. It's down now.
Down, gone?
It's gone.
Christmas over.
It's over. The menorahs are gone. The tree's gone. It's all gone, you guys.
You don't leave a menorah. Some people leave a menorah
It's time to put everything
away.
Okay, we were moving on with our lives.
We're done. New year. Let's go.
I already got my Hanukkah present from my parents. We're moving on with our lives.
It's been received. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, thanks,
bye.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Okay, let's go to Nick in Waukesha this morning. See what he did this weekend. Nick!
Hueva!
Buenos dias!
Bienvenidos a Miami!
DZ's in a good mood. Whatever. Okay?
What? No, it's a Monday. I had new energy. What?
Whatever. Anyway, Nick, what'd you do this weekend?
Izzy and I were out doing a little traveling, doing a little shopping.
Daughter,
kind of did some family time. So, you know, it was cool. We did some cleaning in the apartment, so that was awesome.
What do I have to do to go shopping with you, Nick? I'll stay shopping.
When we get the invite?
Take me shopping.
I love going shopping. My daughter just doesn't. It's okay.
What? Oh, it's the reverse.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought she was bringing you along.
It is really good. She is just like how I used to be when I was younger. I hated shopping, but now I love it.
Retail therapy does something for the soul, let me tell you.
Teaching her the ropes. She just don't know it yet.
Well, nice. Well, we're glad you got to spend time with your daughter and go shopping. And now we know something more about you, Nick, that not only you were in the military, you like to shop.
Shop till you drop.
Add it to my list of things I know about Nick and Waukesha.
Drop and give him 50.
Well, and I'm single, and it's nice and cold outside. It's 23, and it's 24 now, and it's cold, but it's clean. It's clear.
You hear that, ladies?
Did you hear that, Allie? He likes to shop and he's single.
Trying to set me up with Nick.
Hey, Nick, I'm trying, my boy.
You guys are so funny.
I'll let you later,
Nick,
fam.
Maybe you'll get a spot on the roster.
Have a good one.
You too, peace.
All right, let's see. Julian in Milwaukee wrote in. We haven't heard from him in a minute. He said, drove back from Tennessee and got caught in the massive snowstorm. Left at 10 a.m., didn't get home till 4:30 a.m.
That's why we ain't heard from him. He was in Tennessee.
My sister was on a cruise, and they were flying from like Miami back to California.
Mm-hmm.
She texted me when I woke up this morning, and she goes, are you up? I go, yeah, why are you? You're in California. She goes, we just got home at 3 a.m.
because
their plane got delayed for 2 hours in Houston. There was no crew. It was a mess. So they literally got home at 3 a.m. instead of like 11 or 12.
Some things you can't stop.
Nope. And
hey, then you got home though. You got home.
You did. Whoever texted in, roads are very icy in Sheboygan. Thank you for letting us know.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Carl real quick in Indy, because I'm guessing he did what Sherry and Mason in Caledonia did. They texted in and said they went to the Bucks game on Saturday.
Wepa.
They said they got to see DZ doing his thing.
Wepa.
Wepa.
Buenos dias. What up, Carl?
Carl.
Unmatched energy, man.
Yes, yes. So, Carl, what'd you do this weekend? Did you get out to the Bucks game?
No, I did not, unfortunately.
It's all right. That's all right.
What did you do?
Actually, I DoorDashed this weekend.
You work for DoorDash or you ordered it like me?
Yeah.
No, I work.
Oh.
Oh, snap. Look at us learning about the... Oh, what?
That's cool.
How long you been doing that, Carl?
For about 3 weeks, I think, so far.
Ah, nice. New thing. How you liking it?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, and it's not making me go crazy.
Fair enough.
Respect that,
Fair
my boy.
Enough.
Yes,
and
sir.
You get to be in the car with the radio the whole time. And if you leave town, you get to go on the Odyssey app, which he posted on Instagram. I appreciate and love you for that, Carl. Thanks for calling, Carl. It's great to hear
from you on a
Monday morning. I just want to say the Bears still suck. Okay,
goodbye. Wow.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so I'm not going to lie. We got this one on Facebook sent into the Kiss FM DMs.
This safe?
And I found it this weekend. So I'm sorry to the girl who wants to not be called by her real name. She wrote in for What Would DZ Do, and I just found it in all the messages.
Well, we're going to hold her down either way.
So what's the problem today?
All right, well, we changed her name.
We changed your name.
And, and as always, feel free to hit us up in those messages, DMs. Let us know. We got you on situations.
Absolutely.
We're going to call her Brianna.
Brianna, okay.
Brianna said, Allie and DZ. So I have an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, now I remember.
Sorry. Yeah, I saw your face light.
I couldn't remember exactly, but the second you started, I remember. This one's juicy.
Oh, yeah.
This one actually set me off. Okay.
So I have an ex-boyfriend who travels for work. We broke up just over 2 years ago. Haven't really talked much since. He's now engaged and is about to be a dad, I know. Now, fast forward, he's recently messaged me and says, and asked if I knew anyone in the area that would rent him a room for the next 6 months or so, as he's back here again for work. To preface this, when we split, he did stay in my basement for about 3-4 months before finding a place to move out to.
Okay.
Nothing super problematic with that. He's just messy.
See, okay. Okay.
No.
But of course he's messy. He's living in his ex's basement, but I digress.
Like personally messy. Like, I think just leave, like a slob.
Oh, like slob?
Like a slob, yeah.
Oh,
that's how I
meant emotionally as well, but okay, go on.
Because she says, nothing super problematic with that, just that he's messy. So I'm thinking messy, slobby, that's what I mean. Like, don't pick up his dishes or something.
Let me hear the rest.
She said, I don't have a boyfriend or anything right now, and I'm trying to keep it that way until I get my life under better control. I think offering him a place to stay would help us both financially, so he wouldn't have to pay for a hotel, B&B. Now I'll get some extra cash. I'm a single mom, one kid who's cool, three pets, my own house. I have two jobs already, so the extra income would be nice. I asked a friend, and they said, maybe try for a month to reevaluate.
Oh, geez.
What do you think? Have any advice?
So,
Brianna.
Hold on. So how is the baby mama, the woman who's about to have his child, feel about him moving in with his ex? That's why I got so triggered by this whole thing. It's so weird.
Well, that
it's
doesn't
so
matter.
It's so weird.
That doesn't matter to Brianna. It has zero consequence to Brianna.
And they're going to live together and nothing's going to happen? And she's single?
I mean, you should expect. Yes.
I would
You
hope.
Should expect.
It's weird.
You should hope.
What do you think? So wait, so the question is, should she let him live in her basement?
Yeah.
Her ex?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
No.
I love
come
this.
Come on.
I think, yeah.
Get out. Get
no.
Your, he's, get your own place, dude.
Nah.
You're 100, a grown man expecting a kid. Figure it out.
100%. And he's trying to figure it out. He
By
hit up
mooching
a,
off his ex, DZ.
He hit up a resource as somebody he knows.
Resource.
And said, hey, do you know any place that I can rent? She could send him a whole list of recommendations. One of her places, too. My genuine advice would be, yeah, offer it to him, but don't let it be the only place. Don't say, hey, just come stay with me. Say, hey, here are some options. Boom, 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 boom. Feel free. If not, if you'd prefer or if you'd like talk to your partner, mm-hmm. and I can let you stay in my basement again. You're familiar with the space. Go ahead. You need it for 6 months. Look, we can go on a month-to-month basis. I'm charging you $100 a week.
I get the financial part. I would love somebody to help pay my mortgage or rent or whatever I have.
$400 you know, a month?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love that. But at the end of the day, messy is what I'm talking about, and not sloppy like you meant.
You're messy talking about all messy around.
He's got a girlfriend. He's got a baby on the way, and now he's going to move in his ex's basement. Ickity ick, man. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wawatosa, Milwaukee. I don't know.
I'll defend it next, man, because I think we can be adult enough in this world to go ahead and say, all right, we haven't even spoken in 2 years. Mm-hmm. You didn't even hit me up on nothing messy. He just said, hey, you know a place to stay. I'm back for work for 6 months.
You don't think it sounds sus?
You know he's got a girl and kids. You've got kids. What in what world is this going to get messy for y'all if y'all are genuine adults?
Gabby in Milwaukee said that's a bad idea. Brianna, somebody texted in and said, Brianna, we both know the answer to this one. If you need the extra income, find someone else to rent out the room.
I mean, yeah, sure. But it's a 6 month process. Go month to month. Honestly, hell, go week to week. If y'all are that worried about it, extra $100 a week. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out in a month, you at least made $400 out of it. Then kick him out. He's still in the area. He's got to find a place then. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Don't agree. All right. 414-533-1037. Now, that's the number you can text or call. It works for both. Or you can always leave us a voice note on the Odyssey app. Just leave a message when you're listening live to Kiss FM. Somebody texted in, why would you do that?
Money. The green, easy answer. The cheddar.
You know, fine, we'll talk to you next. I can't wait to hear.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
I love our listeners. Somebody texted in and said, oh, come on, DZ. We both know the only business transaction would be going in and out with hopefully a withdrawal before a deposit player.
Chill out, bro. She got a kid in the house. In what world? She got two jobs already.
So what?
This is financial.
People can't get busy. Katie in Milwaukee texted in and said, plenty of property management companies offer flexible lease terms, mine included. Having him stay there is a bad idea.
Financial, not freak actual. Y'all are the OC.
Well, Brianna wrote into the show and asked DZ what she should do. Her ex wants to know if he can move into her basement for a little while, but yet he's got a new girlfriend and a baby on the way.
Fiance, okay. Didn't she say?
Whatever. Fiance. Does it matter at this point?
Yes.
You're for it, so who cares?
This is because it's strictly financial. Y'all saying there's no way.
Just saying.
All right.
Autumn's in Pewaukee this morning. Let's start with her. Hi, Autumn. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. What do you think Brianna should do? Should she let her ex live in the basement?
Absolutely not. That is messy.
Yep.
I'm sorry. And I want to know what the fiance knows about what he's doing. Does the fiance know that he's going to be living in an ex-girlfriend's house?
For 6 months, you think he ain't going to have a whole conversation? Well, you don't think she already knows that he's hit her up and be like, I'm going to just see what Brianna knows.
I don't know.
If she knows, maybe I
can...
Think about it.
You don't
think that at any point in time he had a conversation with the person he's about to have a child and spend the rest of his life with and went, hey, I'm just going to hit up my ex, Brianna.
World, no.
I would hope so, but you never know nowadays.
That's right.
I guess I got a little more faith than y'all do right now, man.
Did you not hear Dumpster Fire dating last week? And hello?
Fair.
Did you not hear the stories?
Fair. Autumn touche. So what do you say then? What should she do? Should she say, hey.
Give him options of where to move to. Give him some places to look for.
Does your girl know that you hit me up? Because that's my next question. Yeah, then
ooh,
make
that'd
sure
be a good conversation too.
Make sure. Hey, does your girl know that you hit me up to about places? Because y'all are saying you really assume that he's asking her because he wants to stay with her and he's leading it. Because I know
he's getting his cake and eating it too.
Why isn't the fiance helping look for a place?
Maybe this is the solution.
The fiance's like, go live with your ex, even though I'm pregnant. I'll be great with that. Yeah, right.
I mean,
the hormones? no way. No way.
Yeah, telling a pregnant lady you're going to go live with your ex for a few months. Get out of here.
Assumptions.
Yeah. No, someone ain't coming out alive.
No. Autumn, get out of here. That part. Goodness.
Okay, Autumn, have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. She said back off.
James, the Uber driver, texted in. He said, hail to the nah, to the nah, 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 nah. So funny. All right. You know what? Let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee. Let's see what another dude says. Hi, Adrian.
What's up, sweetie?
What's
awesome.
Good morning.
Sweet
hey,
nothing.
Look, that's a whole rabbit hole. And like this weather out here, yeah. Some cars are slipping and sliding.
Oh, good to know.
But, hey, no, on a real thing, though, DZ,
yeah.
Tell your wife that you're going to go live with the next. See how well that puts out. Because I guarantee you, ain't no man in this world going to look at their fiance, wife, girlfriend, yeah. Like, babe, I got to go for 6 months.
Adrian.
I'm staying here with my ex.
What would Cheryl say? She'd be like, the hell you
are? Boy, you are wildin'.
She'd be like, please.
I'm in Lake Michigan.
At the bottom.
His fiance said, bye.
Wearing bricks, boy.
Hey, look. Them tennis shoes ain't never weighed so much.
You got the cinder sneakers on, baby.
Look, it is wintertime. Plenty of people Airbnb their houses. Why? Because they going south or west.
True, true, very true.
Wait,
you can't
guys,
tell me you can't find an affordable Airbnb.
You can't.
I hear it, right.
Hold on, though.
So she should just send options then. Send them options. Do what she has.
I don't know why she's doing that much. It's not her problem. I'm not looking for my ex for a place to live. It's not my problem.
Some people can be actual friends with their exes. Jeez. And not have problems in this universe,
and that,
y'all.
And
it's not all toxic.
Are they?
It's not all toxic. Okay, I don't know.
Hold on. That may be the case, but unfortunately for this, he's been gone for 2 years, and now he all of a sudden just reaches out.
Wait a second, though, you guys.
Yeah,
Diana in Hales Corners texted in and said, you can afford to get engaged but not get a place? Trash.
Hey, dang. Now y'all just coming at this man's neck.
Just saying.
Adrian.
But look, at the end of the day,
yeah.
They are grown adults. Yes, yeah. They do have kids.
Yeah.
I get that. Unfortunately,
not together.
When has that ever stopped anybody?
Yeah, fair.
That's
well,
true.
He's arguing to the point that I said, I was like, bro, she's got a kid in the house. Like, ain't nothing going
to
happen.
But they're not. They don't have kids together,
no,
which
they
is
don't.
Why they have no.
no
reason to need to be in the same house.
Fair.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean,
thank
I ain't going to keep. Or he said, thank
right,
you.
Fine.
Bye, Adrian.
Love you.
Peace,
too.
Love you, man.
All right. Somebody said, tell him no and to use Google to find a place like everyone else in the world.
Y'all better say, hey, Siri, or hey, Alexa, like everybody else.
Emily in Milwaukee texted in, absolutely a horrible idea on so many aspects. Okay. So Brianna wants to know if she should let her ex live in the basement for a little bit, but he's got a fiance and the fiance's pregnant somewhere else. Okay, let's last but not least go to Heather in Shorewood.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
So hot. So hey.
Morning.
Girl.
Girl.
Well, first, don't be throwing nobody in Lake Michigan. Take them to Lake Superior because it's so cold, the body won't even need it to be weighted down. It's never coming up.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Stop giving tips. Yo.
Okay, come on, Heather.
Another raft flips over in Lake Superior.
After a guy went to live with his ex.
Stop it.
All right, what do you think?
If you don't let your ex live with you, you're just inviting drama. First off, his fiance is pregnant, so she is emotional.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't know if she's a jealous type or not.
Right, we don't know.
You're just inviting drama, and you have a kid at home. Why you want to invite that drama into your house?
Mm.
No.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, he said he's not problematic. He's just a messy person.
Well, he
so
wasn't
I'm like,
2 years ago.
And, well, yeah, and now you think he'd grow up since he's about to be a father.
Right. Think, get your own place. Grow up.
And get your own kids. Stop. Don't try to come daddy mine. Don't try to practice with my kids. Hey, okay. If we're talking with the kids, sure, maybe you don't want. No, okay. Dang it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with Allie. It's just full of ick.
Mm-hmm. Full of ick. All right.
Full of ick. That's a great way to say it, Heather. We're going to end with that. The whole thing's full of ick. Thank you, Heather.
Yes.
Whoopsie daisy doo. I'm in trouble. Oh, DZ, 103.7, KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias. What'd you do?
Buenos dias. Am I the Jerk is on the way. Don't worry, everybody. Mm-hmm. And then we've got tickets at 7:45 to see Aziz Ansari when he comes to town. But first, I wanted to tell you, I made a comment on this show, and I was joking when I made it about getting in trouble.
Like an Aziz Ansari joke?
Kind of. It was right at this exact time on the show. I don't remember what day it was. It was a few weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
But I basically told a story about how my son Owen, who's now 13 in seventh grade, was having these side pains.
Oh, yeah. That was a little bit ago. Yeah.
And so he started going to physical therapy because we didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Finally, looks like he's almost done. They said the next session will be the last.
Because this boy is growing too dang fast.
He's
That's why.
6'4, 220. Oh.
He's probably 6'5, 230 by this morning.
Seriously. It's insane. Like, I have never seen someone grow so quick. The pictures from earlier this year, he's shorter than me. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
So, long story short, I joked on the show right about this time that, am I going to get sent to jail because my kid's missing so much school?
Am I going to get a truancy notice?
Well, DZ.
Joke's on you? What? What are you getting? Wait, what are you? Oh, snap.
I couldn't remember if I put it in my work bag or not.
The bag drop.
Did I put it in here? Look at this.
Whips paper out.
You ready for this? Got a piece of mail the other day.
Read it.
Came from his high school.
Oh, home snap. High school. Well,
middle school, high school.
Not the transition.
Middle
time.
School, high school. And the letter basically said to the parents of Owen, Owen is going to get in trouble because he's missed too many days. It was like the letter where they go, according to the Wisconsin state law, truancy. And I've obviously gotten, I've put all of his absences in like Infinite Campus, what they
use. The system, yeah.
And they get approved. And then here's what's funny. So I'll take him to physical therapy. And then his physical therapist, shout out Connor at Children's Wisconsin.
Weber.
Connor will be like, do you need a doctor's note? And I'll go, yeah, just give me one.
Just to be safe.
Well, then I went back to the Infinite Campus. And once they've approved him leaving early or coming in late or whatever, I can't upload the note. So thank God I kept a stack of these notes.
The actual physical note.
Every week I got a note from the physical therapist and I kept them. I'm so proud of me.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Me too.
But I called my ex and I go, whoopsie daisy doo.
What'd he say?
He was like, whatever. He wasn't worried about it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hopefully I'll just take these notes in and they will be like, okay, now that you have doctor's notes, we'll stop sending you the letter that says, according to the Wisconsin state law, you cannot miss any more days.
You'll be sent to prison.
You're going to get in trouble because blah, blah, blah. But I was like, dude, I was joking when I said, are they going to send me to prison? And then the damn school sends me a letter.
No, poo-poo on you.
So then I said to Owen, because this is his first year at the middle school, high school. He's in seventh. So I go, listen, I need you to go into the office. I need you to take all these. There's like a stack of doctor's
notes.
This
is very important.
Mom, I don't have time. Between the bus and my locker and getting to my class, I don't know. I can't do that. I'm like, well, you better.
My boy, you better add it to the list.
His dad's like, I'll take him in. I'm like, you little enabler. Make the kid go to the office and figure it out.
He's going to have to figure it out one day.
His dad actually took him in after, because his dad took him for me the other day because it was before school, his appointment.
Sure.
So I'm at work, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I do the other ones during the day.
The later ones.
So I just thought it was so funny that I got the letter. I did it to myself.
You did it to you. You called this.
Joked and said, are they going to send me to jail? Ha, ha, ha.
Somebody was listening and the system said, oh no, flag, ha, ha.
Oh, it was like seven paragraphs. And then it was signed by the principal, the assistant principal. I'm like, damn,
dang, the superintendent.
Let me live. It was an accident.
The senator signed it.
I mean, what?
The mayor, Chevy, he put his signature on it, declared
Cole's
it.
Cole's already passed away. He signed it.
From beyond the grave?
Would you die? Pun intended? Oh, my gosh. So anyway, I think it's going to be okay because I got the doctor's notes, right?
I hope so. I think so. I'd assume so.
We'll see if I get another letter.
But at the end of the day, if randomly Allie's just gone, we know what happened.
He missed it didn't help that we went to Florida over Thanksgiving and they missed 2 days.
Yeah.
So you add that in, and then you add all these appointments once a week, and then you add in his emergency dental thing he had done.
Oh, that's right.
And it was
the
like,
little whatever.
And he was sick one day. So then when I got the letter, I went, of course we got the letter.
Of course.
Because this looks crazy right now.
Well, let me ask you a follow-up question.
Yeah.
As somebody that only and usually only has digital things now, is paperless, aren't you happy you kept them papers?
Yes, because it's normally I wouldn't. And now,
otherwise you'd be in jail.
Well, they're probably laughing. You'd come get me out. They were probably laughing though. You'll love this. They were probably laughing in the office when he turned them in because one had like coffee on it. You know when it's been like sitting in your kitchen?
It's been sitting on the counter for a couple days.
It was like sticky in a spot.
Some crumbs on it from something. You don't really know what it is.
One's crinkled up. I think
that's syrup on another
one. But I turned them in. I think his dad took them, so we're good.
Hey,
but
the two that are stuck together got syrup on them. At least you know you ain't going to lose them.
Yeah. Syrup. Even better. All right, Listen, let's play a song, and then Am I the Jerk is next. It involves someone who didn't want to get their outfit dirty at work.
Ooh, whoa, at work?
You heard what I said.
Oh, wait. Yeah. This doesn't make sense.
Well, listen, it's coming up next.
A jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yikes. He wants to know if he's the jerk for not getting his outfit dirty.
Nah, stop laughing.
Hold on.
Take this seriously.
I know you're serious about clothes and your fit. So
this is our job.
DZ gets very sensitive when we talk about clothes, and it's fine. A lot of people do.
I'm passionate about my fashion. It's you feel
you
me?
You are. So listen to this. Let's call him.
Fashion Frank.
Fashion Frank. I love it when you give him funny names. Fashion Frank. All right. Fashion Frank wrote into the show, you guys, and he wants to know if he's the jerk. By the way, you can always submit your Am I the Jerks. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us, and we'll try to get it in if it's a good one. Okay?
Go ahead.
Says, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not getting my outfit dirty? It's been a rough year, and I've had trouble finding quality work and have been applying for jobs all over the place.
Okay.
I recently went out and bought a nice outfit to wear to my job interviews.
Nice.
When I showed up at the first interview I got, it was for a painting business, and I just thought they were going to interview me, ask me some questions, and then call me later and let me know if I got the job. But that's not what happened. The owner asked me to try some painting that day. I was not prepared for that.
You ain't paying me for no trial run, but this ain't
I was flustered, so I said no because I didn't want to get my new and only outfit dirty.
Oh, it's your only fit
that
too?
I had bought specifically for job interviews.
Yep. Suited and booted. Nah, look good, feel good, get the job, that's good, yeah.
The owner told me I had a bad attitude and to leave, and I wouldn't get another chance.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow.
So I left.
Good, I guess.
With
good.
No job.
But not good, because you're still jobless and broke.
But am I the jerk for not getting my outfit dirty?
Mm.
My girlfriend's mad at me now because she said I should have just gotten the outfit dirty and moved on and figured it out later. But no, I bought this for job interviews. I don't have a lot of money. It meant a lot to me.
Sure.
Fashion Frank.
Fashion Frank, I hear you.
So basically he's having trouble finding a job. He gets an interview at a painting place, shows up in a nice outfit he bought. He doesn't have a lot of money. And then they ask him to paint that day. And he says, no, I can't in this outfit.
Right.
And they say, okay, get out.
Well, I mean, but he... And I can't believe I'm about to say this because I'm actually on Fashion Frank's side.
You are?
I am.
His work ethic look like garbage.
It does. And
he should have just gotten it dirty.
But it's because he cares about his image and appearance, right?
Yeah.
Which is also respectable and commendable.
And he has no money.
Tips of the hat to you. You want to stay nice so that you can get the job and get money, but you just really rejected the only job offer or you know job possibility prospect that you had in the moment.
You had a chance and you blew it.
But at the same time, you're not applying to jobs that are really conducive to staying clean. You applied to be a painter.
True.
Right? It's not like you applied to be the manager.
I'll show up and I'll look nice in this outfit. And because think if it's your one nice outfit you bought just for job interviews because you're so serious. But then you get there and now you're not serious enough to just go,
screw it. I don't know. Right.
I feel like he should have done it. Well, it's not what should he have done. Is he the jerk for refusing to get the outfit dirty?
Here's where I go, no, not the jerk, because it was an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know this, but if it wasn't established that it was going to be an on-site trial or y'all was going to put a paintbrush in my hand, I might have said no, too.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the shoes that I'm wearing, I'm not getting these dirty, my boy.
Just get down in your boxers.
Right. Like, as like, man, I paid way too much for this suit.
Yeah.
These are Ferragamo shoes, sir. I'm not taking these off.
I can't do that.
I'm not wearing socks. I will not take my shoes off to paint this room. Listen, I'm kind of leaning towards not the jerk.
Mm, you are?
I respect the fact that he had enough conscience to say, no, I'm not willing to get myself dirty, and I know where you're going to go with this. I already know, and it's just the job. Get the job, then pay for new clothes.
Somebody says not the jerk. Who expects somebody to work during an interview?
I've had it happen.
But then somebody above that said, jerk, if you're interviewing for a certain trade, you should be prepared to do a test. If you're a welder, they're going to do a welding test. If you're a painter, they're going to do a painting test. He should have said nicely, I'm sorry, but I have my interview clothes on. I could definitely come back and do a painting test. It's not what should he have done.
It's not
what should he have done.
Right.
He might have blown the only job he was going to get.
Do we know how long he's been sitting, like,
he
on
said
the island,
the
basically?
The past year has been tough, is what he said. He said, it's been a rough year, and I've had trouble finding quality work and have been applying for jobs all over the place.
So let's say he's been doing odd jobs here and there, who knows for how long, for the last year.
And here's the other thing. What if the reason he went out and bought the outfit was because he was having such a hard time, and he thought, now I'm going to show up looking better, and they're going to give me a chance, because everybody's so judgmental about looks, let's be real.
Well, I'm going to get a better job because I got better clothes on. Yes, of course.
And then he goes in, and they say, paint, and he goes, no, I can't afford another outfit.
I just took the tags off of this suit this morning. I took it off minutes before I got it. No. And think about it, Ali. Have you ever felt the difference of how people treat people when you're wearing nicer clothes 100%. Versus when you're not?
Yeah, you get more respect.
Way more respect. Mm-hmm. It's a science that's just example. On a flight, right? The person wearing the nicer clothes is going to get the free upgrade to first class before the person looking slobby and messy wearing all sweats and the messy Target sweats at that.
See, somebody texted in and said, rule of the thumb is you dress for the job you're applying for. No way am I going in my paint clothes into a job interview, even if it is for, no way.
No, because it looks like I'm just ready to work. And unless I'm ready to get this yab going, I'm not going to do that, man. I'm probably wearing a nice suit to an interview.
Donna texted in, not the jerk. He should have been offered overalls or told in advance that they would be testing his painting skills.
Wait, Allie. Yeah. A paint smock. Bruh, have you ever seen those, the full body coverage paint smocks that like auto body painters use? It's disposable. It's got a hood. Why didn't they offer him that?
I don't know.
That's too much science behind that. But what?
Well, Danielle and Mayville texted in, yes, he is the jerk. You guys are on a roll today, dude.
Are we already fighting?
People are already going all over the place on the text. All right, 414-533-1037. Is Fashion Frank the jerk for showing up to the job interview and refusing to get his outfit dirty because it was the only one he had? And he's on tough times.
I mean, it couldn't have been that tough. He ain't take the job, bro.
Stop it. We'll talk to you guys next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So is Fashion Frank the jerk for refusing to get his outfit dirty at his job interview? He's been on tough times. He bought one outfit, one nice outfit. And then when he showed up to the interview, he didn't know they were going to ask him to paint. So he said no. And now he wants to know if he's the jerk.
Paint.
No.
Then you got to leave.
Well, let's go to Elvis in Milwaukee. We'll start with him. Hi, Elvis.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
What up, Elvis? Morning, man.
Morning. What do you think? Is Fashion Frank the jerk for refusing to get his outfit dirty?
So I think he's a jerk because of the message, because of what the message says. It says that he got kicked out basically out of that, you know, so I think he didn't portray the message properly to that person. You know, it's giving jerk vibes that you got kicked out of an interview, you know, because, you know, I'm a supervisor. I do interviews basically. In the past, I've done interviews in my job.
Right.
And if someone were to tell me, hey, this is my only outfit. Do you think I could come back? Blah, blah, blah. I would never kick them out and tell them you never have another chance.
So it must have been
giving me jerk vibes.
How Frank handled it, and we're not getting that in the story.
Yep.
That's because if he's saying they kicked me out and said I don't have, that's giving me jerk vibes. That's telling me Frank didn't handle it properly. But guess what? Tell Frank he could get a job with me with the Wisconsin Air National Guard.
Okay.
tell him Elvis sent you.
You know what? Received. I'll let him know. Yeah, I think that it just looks like you have a bad work ethic when you're like, screw it. I'm not getting my clothes dirty. I understand why he didn't want to get his clothes dirty, but it also looks like you don't care and you're going to be a problem down the line as a worker. Like, you're going to complain about stupid stuff.
Exactly.
Like, no, I'm not here for that.
And what Elvis is alluding to is how did he present the refusal? Because there's a way to respectfully decline somebody, you know, trying to make you work for free. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I hate to say it, but that's what they're trying to do. Get you to do a little work for free, right? Just to see if you can do the job. You could say no. Maybe I'll, you know, come back later.
It
looked like he wasn't serious, and that means you ain't going to take the job serious. It speaks volumes. All right, Elvis, I hear what you're saying.
All right, Elvis.
Yeah, there could be an office interview and there could be a on the street interview.
Yeah.
You know, they could have said, hey, I could come back for the on the street interview,
for
you know,
second,
the work interview.
The second interview, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
All right, Elvis.
I'm trying not to make that joke
joke so hard.
Well, come on, his name is Elvis. Come on, dog.
Yeah, but have you seen the Elvis movie? It's phenomenal.
It's actually a really good
movie. Really good. Anyway, Elvis, have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate the call, fam. Okay. Double salute, man. Love.
Bye, DC.
Bye, y'all. Bye, youngest. Bye, familia. Peace, y'all.
See you later.
Peace.
Bye.
All right. Janine's in West Dallas. Next up for Am I the Jerk? Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. It's Fashion Frank the Jerk for refusing to get his outfit dirty at the job interview.
Ready, set, go.
I'm going to say not the jerk, but with a disclaimer.
Asterisk.
Here we go. Let me hear it.
But, you know, you've got to always carry your tools of the trade. Like, I'm a part-time massage therapist. Luckily, my tools of the trade go with me everywhere in my hands.
Yes, hey, that honey. Part. Hi, swing by the station. But,
yeah, so you should have had an outfit. You should have had your tools with you. You should have had something. You should have had them coveralls
with you. That's a spin.
It sounds like he just was applying for every job he could, and that's who called him back is what I got from when his message.
Have you ever applied to a paint job with no experience?
No, but I would think I paid in my bath. I mean, I paid in my bathroom. Why can't I? I'd apply. Why not?
I hear what she's saying.
If you're doing handyman type work, coveralls come with that.
You kind of probably got something in the car that you could throw on.
But he was trying to do the right thing and look nice.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I also hear Janine fully. Why wasn't there something in the vehicle? You're applying to a paint job. If you're that thoughtful ahead of the game and you want to be that ahead, maybe bring something that you could have painted in and be like, oh, well, I'm wearing this nice suit, but what if they asked me to paint? Maybe I should bring something else.
Fashion Frank's only got fashion and no brains. Maybe that's the problem.
He's a tin man, but he look good. He's shiny, though.
So, Janine,
I don't blame him. I want the one to get my clothes dirty either.
Okay. Fair.
However.
Me too.
Oh, however. Oh,
the disclaimer, the asterisk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So not the jerk, she says.
Yep.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Janine.
Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, now it's tied right down the middle because Elvis said jerk. Janine in West Dallas said not the jerk.
Both
and now,
great points.
Guess who's on the phone? A fan favorite from our regulars.
Who?
Called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song, Destiny in Milwaukee.
Throw your hands in the air.
Hi.
You're the true player. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Wepa, wepa.
Mm-hmm. You know you're the tiebreaker. I'm scared.
I'd say big shoes, but, you know, it's destiny.
I'm just going to tell y'all this. Do you have a surgeon come and apply for a job and tell him go do the surgery right away?
No.
I don't know. I'm not a surgeon.
That's
I don't know.
Don't ask me to come to a job interview and you didn't let me know I was going to be painting right away. It didn't say nothing in the application, I bet you.
What if they do?
Show me what you can do.
What if you show me what you got, little mama? What
so
if you pull up to
walk?
The interview and they say that?
You would walk?
Man, I'm walking.
Wow. Whoa, she's saying not the jerk. Dang.
Well, okay, Destiny. Now, you brought up the doctor. What if they do ask you to do like a Whipple stitch or something, like, hey, you're not doing performing actual
stitch.
Surgery, but you can go into a little
but
practice room. They get the fake skin.
I ain't getting dirty though. I ain't getting dirty.
That's fair. That's
you know
fair.
What I'm saying? I'm putting on. You know, all right, come on, let me take this little blouse off. I'll do this, but you ain't gonna get my nice little Stacey Adams dirty while I'm over here trying to interview for a painting job.
Not the Stacey Adams. Nah,
you know why it's a bad analogy though? Because no doctor. They've had residencies. They've done all these things.
Yep.
They've got referrals.
Well, How you know he didn't work for the union painting like Home Depots or something like that?
We don't know.
Nah, big facts,
that's
Destiny.
That's what I'm saying. There's not enough in the story. So, you ain't. Go ahead, walk off that job. Somebody else going to get you to paint. Matter of fact, I got a bedroom or two that needs some painting.
You're still working, looking for handyman work?
Well, you got to give him another outfit to paint him, though, because he's not getting the one outfit dirty.
Yeah, get his clothes dirty.
All right, Destiny, there it is.
Hey, wait.
What?
One more thing.
What?
Happy birthday, Lala.
It's Lala's birthday.
It's the wifey's birthday.
Happy birthday, Lala.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lala.
Go.
You do have a hot wife, so, you know, happy birthday
Thank
to your
you.
Wife, Lala.
Nah, shout out to y'all, man. That's dope.
Man, appreciate it.
All right, Destiny, we'll holler at you later.
Bye.
Man.
Later.
Aw, so not the jerk. I didn't know which way that was going to go, let me tell you.
It was a 50-50, but not the jerk is what it is. I'm actually a little surprised. I figured the world was going to say, nah, we're blue collar in Wisconsin.
Well, Megan in Milwaukee texted in and said, happy Monday. I say Frank is not the jerk. The place he interviewed at should have told him that they'd test him.
Fair.
Then somebody right above that put jerk. Is an outfit really more important than a job?
I hear both.
Yeah,
I do.
I hear both,
that's why this could have gone both ways.
All right. There it is. Wrapped up. We have to give away tickets.
We do?
Yes.
Do we?
We're back. You know we're back for the new year when we've got tickets going.
Let's get it.
We're giving away tickets to the Riverside Theater on March 7th. Aziz Ansari is going to be performing. So you want to do some stand-up comedy?
Funny dude. Funnier than me, for sure.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I'd
say he's more established in Hollywood, and I'm okay with that.
He's definitely more famous than you, but he's not funnier.
For now.
Right? 414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to go see Aziz Ansari at Riverside Theater. Good luck. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're back, and it is official. If you're not back now, I don't know what you're doing, because we were back on Thursday.
You're lucky. That's what you're doing.
We're definitely back now. So let's go to the phones. Becky in West Allis is on the phone. Good morning, Becky.
Hi.
Morning, guys.
She said to me off the air, I'm so nervous.
Why? What you doing this morning? What you up to?
I just took my kids to school, and two of them, and now I have to take a third.
Last one. You're right there.
Back in session, baby.
Then it's go time at work.
That part.
Well, Becky, I have good news. You're caller 33.
Boom.
Awesome.
Winning Aziz Ansari.
You're going to the Riverside Theater March 7th. You've won tickets. You ever won from us before?
I don't think so. No, but I've tried 1,000 times.
Well,
1,001.
Mm-hmm. Now you've officially won. So
all right.
Somebody's going to be in touch, and we hope you have a great day at work after you drop the third kid off.
Celebrate thanks, a little guys. Bit, you know, brag at work.
Actually, hold on. Don't hang up yet.
She said she loves the show.
Becky, definitely
don't hang up
yet.
Hold on. Keep going, girl. Hey, Becky.
No, Becky, actually, I wanted to ask you, are you in West Allis right now?
Yeah, yes, I am.
So what is it like there? Is it snowing? Because earlier in the show, we had people calling in Racine saying it was a mess. And I'm like, yo, up here, it's clear as ever. So what's it like in West Allis right now?
It's like not even a dusting.
See?
Yeah.
Is there any snow?
Did we miss something? Because then somebody in Sheboygan said it's plenty ice.
Right. It's got to be all along the lake, I guess.
I live in Bayview. What are you talking about? My commute was just fine.
It's clear. It's clear. I'm pretty sure this dusting was here yesterday.
Well, when I looked at the radar, I saw how it was going to slide over the lake, and then it looked like inland it was going to have obviously less. They said 3 to 6 in Racine and Kenosha. Mm-hmm, they said that.
Yeah.
And then it got less as you went farther up. But I still thought we'd get like an inch, maybe.
1 to 2 is what they projected for us.
Can a girl get an inch this new year? Jeez.
Nope.
Maybe
nope,
3?
Nothing.
Nope.
What's a girl got to do?
Nope. You're going to have to pay somebody.
I don't want snow, that's for sure. So.
You know what I'm saying? Knock on wood, y'all. Let's keep it like this.
Yeah. Thank you, Becky. Somebody's going to be in touch to get you those tickets. Have a great day, all right?
No problem, guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
Take care.
I feel like it's so weird sometimes in our listening area. It's like we're in two different universes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, not to brag, but we cover so much listening area.
We do, though.
But it can really range from wherever we're at, because some people are saying, no, it's trash out. Plows ain't done nothing. Some people are saying it's mad icy, going crazy. Meanwhile, me and you are looking at each other going, I didn't have snow. Did you have snow?
Somebody just texted in and said, just came from Bayview. It's a mess now.
It's
so
a
you
mess
must
now.
Have just missed it. Ooh. Somebody wrote in, duh, it's called lake effect snow. We know.
Well, thank you, Captain.
Why you gotta be such you know what? Don't ruin my Monday with your attitude like you're smarter than everybody else. Go somewhere. Let's not act like you're a meteorologist, whoever texted that in.
Oh, okay, Rob Haswell.
Unless you're Mark Baden or something.
Unless you're actually Rob Haswell, then my bad, dog. You respect your work.
But then Bella in Kenosha texted in and said, roads are so bad in Kenosha. We have inches already. It's like two different worlds.
Man, we need a weather report.
Sheboygan is solid ice. The farther west you go, the better it gets. They said Plymouth is pretty good.
Okay.
And then somebody else, Jade in Sheboygan. Jade, you haven't called in a minute. They said the roads are covered in ice in Sheboygan.
I'm trying to paint the picture of how bad is where and which is the worst.
Yeah, people, you guys are going to have to call in and text us and let us know what it's like out there. 414-533-1037. Somebody said South Milwaukee's getting hit with snow.
Okay.
So basically, we're lucky that the station's southwest. Like, we're out here right now, but when you go home, you're screwed, DZ.
I'm screwed. Okay.
When you go to Bayview, good luck.
I guess this is good to know, because when I left this morning, I was bragging to myself going, baby, we missed it. Yeah.
Now somebody said, I live in Bayview. Not bad. It's dusting.
Okay.
What the heck?
See, now we're fighting him, Bayview, because somebody said bad. Somebody said no, not dusted.
Somebody said in Heartland, it's like misting, but freezing to my windshield in the roads. Oh, that sucks. Mm. Yeah, see, and now we're like in, you know, the rush hour and all that. Katie and Aiden in West Dallas said Cudahy is a mess.
Wow. Well, that's close enough to me.
Just dropped the kid off in Cudahy from West Dallas, and it was like another climate. Like, it's the same thing. It's like two different worlds.
Man, this is weird.
Oh, my gosh. All right. The phones are ringing. We are definitely going to talk to you guys next from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. All right, we'll talk to you guys next. Well, Jay called in. He couldn't go on the air because he's got to get into work. I hope you turned us on the Odyssey app as you changed over, Jay. But he said it's 27th Street is the cutoff where he's saying, I guess, south of 27th Street it would be bad. But I don't think that's right, Jay, because we have all these texts. And Kelly in Sussex said Menominee Falls is all ice. That's north of 27th.
That's way north of 27th.
Wait, 27th. Wait, it's 27th. Never mind. 27th. Actually, never mind.
27th goes north to south.
I was thinking east to west. Never mind. So he's saying east of 27th. It's all
it's
snow.
Bad.
He's saying east of it.
But west isn't?
But that doesn't make sense again.
It still doesn't because Bayview is so far east and we had two conflicting texts.
Well, that is what he's saying. He's saying east. It would be Bayview.
But somebody said it's just the dusting.
But Menominee Falls is not east of 27th. That's what I'm saying. It's west.
It's west and north.
Yeah.
Way north and way west.
Look, Dee texted in and said Brookfield's like the Caribbean right now.
See? And
knock it off.
We are all arguing because some people are going crazy. Some people are going, no, y'all are crazy.
Somebody said, I live on the border of Milwaukee and Greenfield. There was snow. I drove through West Dallas and Wauwatosa. No snow.
That's kind of wild to me.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's start with Stacy in Sheboygan. Hi, Stacy.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I've lived here 20 years and I forgot 27th Street goes north and south. And I drive down it all the time like a dummy.
I clearly wasn't listening because when we were talking about it, I was just like, yep.
What was I thinking in my mind? I don't know. Anyway, everyone texting in about Sheboygan has really bad stuff to say.
Okay, so it is a little icy on the roads, but it's just a little dusting. Hmm. There was like an inch or two thick ice on my windshield this morning.
Yikes. And that's on the roads.
I live and work on Southside Sheboygan, and it's not too bad.
Okay, yeah, because then somebody else texted in and said Menominee Falls isn't full of ice.
Menominee Falls.
It's clear. Driving through Waukesha area now, it's fine. Well, maybe Kelly was being dramatic because she's afraid to drive all the time.
Okay, well it is Kelly.
I know her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I drove my kids to school on the north side, and I got there just fine. No slipping around or anything.
Oh, because I was going to ask, like, any slipping and sliding? You seeing anybody in ditches? Because ice is the big problem.
Yeah.
Snow, you could kind of get away
That's
with.
What they're saying.
No, sir. There is nobody in ditches. No, it's not that bad.
I love that for us.
Somebody said downtown by Marquette, nothing.
We see.
What the heck?
Ain't that west of 27th?
So Lisa, yes. No, east of 27th.
Oh, it is
yes.
east of, dang it, yes. it is east of 27th.
So Lisa said St. Francis is bad and Cudahy. Oh my gosh. And then somebody put damn near sunny in Waukesha. Forget you guys in
all
Waukesha
right.
and Brookfield.
Okay. Now y'all are bragging.
Stop bragging before you screw us all on the west side. We get hit.
In Brookfield, Hama's over here.
Somebody said maybe all these ice people have bad tires, but they used a worse word for bad. I'll just leave it at that.
Bleep. Got it.
All right, Stacy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Be careful.
Bye. Yeah, for real. I mean, she said not bad, but be careful.
Somebody said in Franklin, it's literally just a dusting, but icy.
I'm curious. Allie, because you saw me just stand up and go to the window and look outside. It looks bone dry out there.
Yeah, it is. Jordan in Kenosha said Kenosha's an absolute mess. We got at least 4 inches so far. As soon as I got west of 94, there was nothing.
Don't go south. Got it.
He was right. 27th Street. With that, it's right near where 94 shoots up.
Oh, homie might have been onto something.
Oh, my gosh. But now everybody's all over the place. Okay, let's go to Shoop. He called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song. John Shoop. He's in Saukville.
What am I doing?
What the hell was that?
Finger slip.
Got a lot of nerves.
I've been eating popcorn. Sorry, OG Laurie, and I'm sorry, Shoop.
I'm so sorry, Shoop. He played the wrong song. I'm so embarrassed.
How dare I? I should go home now.
No, you shouldn't. Well, you should take off that stupid Bears jersey, and then you should go home. Okay, Saukville. Saukville is west of Port Washington, correct?
Yes, that would be true.
So, what's it like up there? North?
Talk to us.
Yeah.
So we have no snow, but there is definitely ice on my windshield. I'm driving, and like it's just wet, and it's literally freezing on my windshield.
So it's the ice. It's the wet ice.
Oh, so
it's the wet and then turning to ice.
But it's continuing to turn to ice. That's the problem because it's so cold outside.
Yep.
So as people are driving, that okay, so what's going to be the problem is the ice throughout the entire day because the temperatures really aren't supposed to get any better.
Yeah, somebody said I live in, oh, this is Lauren. She said, I live in Cudahy and the roads are crap. Had to scrape my windshield off just past AmFam Field and nothing.
Mm.
And then somebody said I slid through a stop sign in Jackson.
Hey,
that's okay. North of Menominee Falls up there. In Germantown. What
we're
the
all,
heck?
We are literally all over the place, and I still haven't seen not a salt truck or a plow. So,
And then what? Racing is trash, somebody wrote.
Basura!
No, it's icy in the falls. Huge accident on the highway. You guys are confusing me right now. Jeez. Okay. So,
yep,
he's
icy
saying
roads.
Icy is what we need to be worried about.
Shoop said icy. What is it? Stacy said okay, kind of icy, but not bad.
And then
everybody else is all over the
Kenosha
place.
Said they got 4 inches already.
Right. So the consensus is we still don't know how we're doing.
No. You guys are confusing me. All right. Thank you, Shoop. You have a great day.
Hey, you too, guys.
Peace, man. Good to hear from you.
Texts are saying, and please sign your name. Somebody's saying tons of accidents in Sheboygan.
Oh, wow.
Somebody else said, coming from West Allis, which is a light dusting, and then Cudahy, it's like a different world dropping my kids off in Cudahy. It's completely different than it is in West Allis.
This is interesting. It's kind of an anomaly. I don't really know what to call it.
I don't know. Just came over the Hohen Bridge and it was clear.
Thank you.
More than 10 accidents in Sheboygan.
Okay, so now like Stacy's lying.
I think you guys are playing with my emotions right now. Yeah,
or you right, you guys are just big flex ball capping and you guys are lying to us right now.
The roads are covered in ice. Unbelievable. Okay, well, I just want to say, you guys be careful out there. Whatever it is, Samantha texted in, I went from 43rd in Layton to 12th in Layton. And back the further east, it's definitely a little slushy, nothing crazy.
43rd to 12th, got it. Okay, I guess regardless, err on the side of caution and treat it as if all roads are terrible because you don't know where it's going to be bad.
Steph says Burlington and Lake Geneva, nothing.
Mm.
Jorge in Kenosha is wondering, 4 inches is average, right?
Shout out Jorge.
That was a good one.
Jorge. Stop it.
Please
You're blocked.
Stop. You're funny. Don't stop.
Actually, call us. We like it.
Be careful. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. Before I tell you the special recipe I've got for you, DZ, I just want to let everyone know it is January, so everybody's going to jump on the New Year's resolution bandwagon.
That is a fact. You're already on the bandwagon. Choo-choo.
We're here to support you, so go to our website because we're giving away a 3-month membership to Princeton Club New Berlin, a gym, 24/7. They're open. DZ and I go there. We have trainers there. And there's also a 1-month membership to Electric Beach Tanning and Wellness. So two cool prizes to get your new year started right. And you can win them on our website.
We got gym. We got tan. You got to figure out the laundry for yourself. We can't give
one.
You all three.
That's a good one. See, look at you. Okay. So I started a fight on my Facebook last night. Not intentionally.
Sure.
It was a maybe it was. It was a crock pot fight. And this isn't about crock pots, but I was making buffalo chicken dip. And
yum.
What happened was when I went to the store and I had bought the chicken, I bought chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went home and I went, oh wait, there's so many other, now I either have to cook it or shred it or use canned chicken. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to throw it in the crock pot. Because most buffalo chicken recipes say to use cooked shredded chicken.
Fair, right.
And I was like, I'm not cooking it and then putting it in, blah, blah, blah,
I'm a crock pot and then shred it in the crock pot and then add everything else.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right.
So that's what I did last night. And Owen, who loves to eat like me, my 13-year-old, Hudson is still give me a cheeseburger and fries and nothing else every time he eats. But Owen will eat whatever I make.
He's a bottomless pig.
He's adventurous.
And
he's
hungry.
Adventurous.
He's hungry.
And I said, ooh, you smell that? It's a buffalo chicken dip, baby. And he was like, oh, I can't wait till it's done, Mom. So I was asking people on Facebook about getting a new crock pot. That was the Facebook debate. That's not what we're talking about, though.
Okay, I was going to say, where's the fight coming?
No, we don't need to talk about the crock pot debate.
Got it.
You can have that on my Facebook page.
I don't care.
That's fine. But I was telling Owen, I said, Owen, you're going to love this stuff, and it's so good, and it's so easy to make. And I was telling him, I was like, it's like 4 ingredients. It's chicken, ranch, hot sauce and cream cheese.
Yeah,
and then maybe some shredded cheese on the top. It's so easy.
And then anything extra is extra.
Yeah, it's so simple. And with hot sauce, you don't even need any other spices because it's already got the kick.
It covers a lot of that, right?
So I use celery when I eat it to scoop it up. Most people use chips you know?
Yeah, put it on a sandwich.
And Owen loved it. But it led me to think about some of the recipes I've learned in life that I thought were so extravagant that I had to go to a restaurant to get it. Here's another example. Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
It is the dumbest, easiest thing to make. I thought I had to go to a restaurant and it was all going to be all extravagant. When I finally looked up a recipe in my 20s and made it, I go, is this a joke? I could have been making biscuits and gravy. It's
the
like
whole
five
time?
Ingredients. It's so stupid.
It takes 10 minutes. five ingredients, 10 minutes.
I really thought it was really hard.
15 minutes if you want to make homemade gravy.
Yeah, or biscuits. It's the dumbest, easiest recipe. And then I told a friend of mine at the time who then started making it as well. She had no idea. She's like, I didn't know it was that easy. I'm like, who knew?
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy is like the dumbest thing to make in the world.
You know one for me that some people might disagree with this, and you might actually
really
disagree
easy
with
recipe?
This.
What?
Really super easy. Phenomenal.
What?
It's just slightly more time consuming.
What?
Lasagna. Easy.
That's actually a good one.
Three
You're
things.
Right.
Again, three things.
And you just layer it.
And it's layers. That's what takes the longest is the layering. But you do the layering how you want. And the reality is, you can't layer it wrong. Lasagna.
Did you know like lasagna is like the one thing I hate?
Shut your face.
Swear to God.
Please
and
stop talking.
My whole life. See, that's how I feel about your Bears jersey. My whole life, I refused to eat lasagna because I hated the ricotta cheese in it. I didn't like the... And so people always say, switch out the cheese.
Yeah.
But I just decided I hated it.
Not for you.
And I didn't want it. So my whole life, I refused to eat lasagna. Unless it's like a white sauce lasagna, I'll touch those, you know.
Got it.
But for the most part, I'm not a lasagna person. I did make it a few times in my 20s. And that's when I realized, again, oh my gosh, this is just layering like three things. This is stupid.
Super easy.
But you would think lasagna is like so hard to make.
No, and then you go to restaurants and it's expensive.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh my goodness, this lasagna must be the hardest thing in the world. This is why I'd never make it. No.
Right.
No, no.
Whoever texted in, but what kind of hot sauce did you use? Why are you trying to point out how white I am, okay? I use Frank's. That's what I had.
It's because you remember we talked about all the hot sauce options?
I know, that's why
your neck.
Bella calling me out. Girl, I see you. So I want to know, like, what are some of the recipes that you thought were going to be so complicated or you just assumed you could never, ever make them yourself? And then one day you went, huh?
Yeah.
Because I swear, the biscuits and gravy thing was like, I'll never forget that moment. Like, this is easier than making bacon. Bacon takes longer.
It really does. And it hurts way more.
And it smells more. And it hurts more.
Lasagna for me. And I ain't trying to take nobody else's thunder here.
No, that's a good one.
Something that I didn't realize until I started cooking, and it was like more me and my wife cooking together, chili.
That's what somebody texted
in. I knew I was about to text somebody's thunder. Dang it, what'd they say?
Carl from Indy texted in. He said, Skyline chili's definitely the vibe. Cincinnati chili, all types, but Skyline takes the cake. I don't know what Skyline chili is specifically, but I agree. Chili is like you throw crap in a pot and you let it cook. It's like a soup.
You could do whatever. You could do rice. You could do noodles.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have beans. But you could do chicken. You could do beef. You could do steak if you want.
You
add bacon. Yum.
Now people are texting in chili.
Yeah.
Somebody else texted in taco dip. Yeah. Easier than you think.
It looks,
you buy it at the store all ready to go, but it's really just like three layers of nothing. You know, it's like you put the beans. It's like cheese. There's only a few layers. It's not that hard. Salsa.
What's a dish that feels hard but is actually easy?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And now I'm hungry.
Now I'm really hungry too. People are texting. Oh, this is a good one.
What?
Alfredo. Remember when I said my friend Callie was like, oh, my friend's six or had a baby or something, so I'm going to go whip up chicken Alfredo real quick and I'm going to take it to her house. And I go, in 15 minutes, you're going to whip up chicken Alfredo? Because the sauce is like two ingredients, two or three. It's like what? Whipping cream, cheese. It's like something stupid.
But then the breaded chicken.
Well, you just have
if
to.
If you don't bread it. Or if
well,
you don't
it
bread
doesn't
it.
Matter. She said she just grills chicken in a pan. She takes chicken breast and she grills it in a pan.
Yeah.
You make the pasta.
Right.
And the sauce takes like two ingredients and you're done.
If you just grill in the chicken pan, searing it, really, it takes, and if the thinner the breast, right? Yeah. If you're using thin sliced chicken breast, you done in a minute.
Anna in Milwaukee texted in homemade Alfredo sauce. Yeah.
Wow.
Alfredo sauce is one of those that blew me away of how easy, and that it was only like, I thought I had to buy it at the store or go to a restaurant. It's like 2 to 3 ingredients. It's stupid easy.
I think I know what Erin would say for this, and we'd call her crazy.
What would your wife say?
She thinks making bread is easy. Making bagels is easy to her.
Somebody texted in bread. Get out of here.
She said it's the easiest thing. I swear.
Oh, somebody, is this must be the Alfredo. Heavy cream, butter, and flour. That must be the Alfredo. So easy.
Recipe. Yum.
So easy. Okay, 414-533-1037. What are the recipes you just thought would be so wild, but they're really, really, really simple? Somebody else texted in and said, my 12-year-old showed me how to make steakhouse potato salad.
Your 12-year-old sounds like a cool person.
I was like, what's the difference between potato salad and steakhouse potato? Salad.
I gotta know. Call us.
No clue. Please call us. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Hueva.
Buenos dias. Whoever texted in and said steakhouse potato salad, and I go, what is the difference? They actually responded, thank you. They said, I'm at work. I can't call. But you literally boil baby red potatoes, cut them up, add shredded cheese, ranch, bacon, and green onions. $6 a pound at Pick and Save. LOL.
Thank you. Quick word. Just like that. Now I want to try it.
It's basically potatoes boiled. And there's some stuff on top.
And then you kind of maybe mash them a little bit if you want.
Yum.
Big yum.
We're talking about really easy recipes. So I said I was blown away how easy biscuits and gravy is. It's so dumb.
Simple.
I thought I'd have to go to a restaurant, and then one day I made it and I go, this took 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Who knew?
The last time I paid for this. Nah, actually, mm-hmm. No, it's not. But now I know I can make it at home.
Well, and you know, Lynn's on the phone in East Troy. Hi, Lynn. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your easy recipe?
Talk to us.
The zupa soup from Olive Garden.
Ah, the zupa Toscana. I just made this. I made the keto edition the other day.
So yes, how do you make
someone
it?
Someone just told me about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so easy.
This is one of the recipes where, you know, my sister lost 100 pounds. And right. So I give her recipes. This is one of those recipes I gave her. And she went, that was so good. We're
Keepers.
Making it again.
Yep.
You replace the potato. It's sauce. It's basically Italian sausage and potatoes. But what you do for the keto version is you replace the potatoes with turnips. You never know it's not a potato.
Because with all the other.
You boil it. It softens and it tastes like a potato.
Ooh.
It is phenomenal.
So what else do you add? Why is it so easy?
You add kale, red pepper. You add a little bit of half and half. It's like the simple.
To make it
it's
creamy.
Really simple.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think because I'm taking Lynn's thunder here because I just made this the other day.
No, Lynn's over here like, yes.
Okay. No,
Lynn's eating the soup.
You basically make the Italian sausage with like, you throw in some onion and garlic and then throw it all with chicken broth. And I throw the turnips instead of potatoes and then half and half at the end. You're done.
Can you confirm, Lynn? Can you confirm?
It? Yes, I'm going to make it this week for the first time.
Oh, snap. Well, you're going to have to report back and bring us
a
bowl.
I love that recipe. So good.
Thank you.
Appreciate you sharing, Lynn.
Bye, Lynn.
Yep. Bye. Have a good
You too. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Somebody texted in a great one. Stuffed peppers. They look hard, but it's really just a pepper stuffed with like meat and a bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like meat and stuff thrown into a pepper.
We have made stuffed peppers before, and
easy.
I was surprised how quick and easy it was. Throw it into the oven for a little bit. Let the cheese get all melty on top. And bam, you're done.
Oh, because I also said I was making buffalo chicken dip this weekend. That was the other one that I said is so stupid easy.
Which I'm a little salty. I ain't getting none, but whatever.
Well, I have like 5 in the... I'll bring you one tomorrow.
Perfect.
Because I got a bunch in the fridge.
Hey, listen.
I got you.
I'm down.
I almost brought some to work to eat this morning. I should have brought you
some. Should have, man. Look at... Because now we're hungry talking about this dang buffalo chicken dip and easy recipes. And we don't got nothing to snack on.
Everybody's hungry, though. Let's go to our boy in West Bend. He just had twins on December 2nd. At the age of 40, the pregnancy they didn't see coming. Hi, Sean.
Where'd he find the time?
He accidentally got his wife pregnant, I guess.
No, I'm in the time to call. I know how he got his wife pregnant.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
No. You know what to say.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. Yes, sir.
Sean. Starting parenthood over again.
Gotta learn.
4 days before I turned 41, so.
He had the babies. Oh, Brett. Sean.
So you know they're making easy meals right now, if they're even cooking at
Sean,
home.
Sean, one of my friends
We're not making anything. We're charging a handling fee for anybody who comes to see the babies.
It's called bring us something to eat.
It's called food.
Yes, right. That's right.
By the way, one of my friends got pregnant at 42, and Ava's here, and she's great. You've met her, DZ.
Yes, I have.
And Carrie was 42. She's going to kill me for saying that on the radio, but whatever. So you never know. Be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful out there. Sean, what's the really easy recipe that you make?
So I'm Irish, so don't quote my German, but I believe it's called Sauerbraten. It's like a pot roast. Ooh. So, I mean, it's in a crock pot, so it's not that hard to do anyways.
Fair. But what goes in it? Yeah. I've never heard of Sauerbraten.
So it's like a pot roast. It's got, it starts with pickling spice and vinegar. It breaks down all the, it breaks down the meat. And then at the end, you actually put, for ours, it's ginger snap cookies.
Huh?
And it's just like, it makes a thick gravy. You say you, but yeah, I bet you haven't had it.
Fair. I guess I can't judge it. And I'm a man of many tastes, so I guess. But the ginger snap cookies, throwing that at the end of a soup when you already said it's kind of like a pot roast.
That's gross.
Makes me feel weird. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't like the ginger snap. I like ginger snaps alone because that's all we got for dessert when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah, my dad told you. He acted like we were poor all the time.
That's another conversation.
He's like, here's two ginger snaps.
That's another conversation. Oh, you got rations? You got two?
And vanilla wafers. You know the
cheap cookie. I respect them wafers.
Yeah, they were. That's all we had.
You throwing vanilla wafers with the brat soup?
It's one of those meals you got to do in the winter because when you have it, it's like you got an oven sitting in your stomach. It's so
hearty.
Warm.
Yeah, it's hearty. Yeah. I love those on a cold day. It's about to get cold now. All right, well,
my wife just made it for me, so that's what made me think about it.
Good, because I'm not making that ever.
Hey, listen,
disgusting.
Next time y'all make a fresh batch, let me know. I might pull up.
Well, it sounds interesting, but yeah, you go, you first.
I'll try it first. You first.
I know DZ will eat it because he's a peanut butter, cheese, and jelly guy, so.
Thank you. See, that's what makes me go, I will try it.
I forgot you put cheese on your peanut butter.
Sean, the man after my own heart. My boy, man.
Psychopath. All right, bye, Sean.
Have a good one.
You too. Peace, man.
Somebody said, am I allowed to say homemade Bloody Mary? No, Bloody Marys are one of the hardest drinks. They take so many dang ingredients.
Mm-mm.
When I was a bartender, if you asked for a Bloody Mary, I hated you.
I didn't like you. No, I
didn't
like
you. I was so mad at you because it took so long. All right, let's go to Taylor in West Allis and see what she's going to say. Hi, Taylor. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. DZ, I don't know how your wife does it, but I'm going to go ahead and agree with her. So homemade bagels are phenomenal.
What?
And they're so versatile. So if you just do plain Greek yogurt and self-rising flour, mix it together, you can put chocolate chips in there.
Huh.
You can do like thyme rosemary. It's a blank slate.
I've seen this on TikTok. You guys, these are like the two ingredient bagels you're talking about.
They're so good.
That's not bread. That's a special bagel you guys whipped up on TikTok that probably tastes great.
I've never heard of this concoction.
But saying homemade bread seems
so good.
Crazy to me that it would be. I don't think of bread as easy.
But no, I mean clearly it is now with this recipe.
I guess.
Yep, it's quick.
How long does it take? I have little ones at home,
and probably a half hour total. So mixing it together and then baking
and cooking.
I let mine sit out and like rise a little bit before I cook it.
Smart.
I can add like blueberries. You can add everything, but the bagel seasoning, you can make your own bagels.
And then they're food safe for the babies because the littles, it's softer for them to eat. Bagels are sometimes chewier when you cook them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's true. I have a toddler who one day likes one thing and one day doesn't like another. So,
toddlers.
You know.
Yeah,
and then the next day won't eat anything.
Speaking of toddlers,
absolutely
core memory. You know what? One of the easiest things to make as well in a crock pot is macaroni and cheese, homemade. My god, it's like noodles and cheese and some milk and like butter. You just throw it all in, you're done.
Well, hot dogs, if you want to get fancy.
Fine, go for it.
Fine,
man. Fine, so easy.
You know what? I'm surprised somebody hasn't said yet. Meatballs.
That's somebody said. Rachel texted in and said meatloaf, which is a great one because it's the same thing. It's meat, breadcrumbs. Yes.
I'll fight you on the fact that meatballs and meatloaf ain't the same thing.
What's the different ingredient then, Mr. Made Both?
One's a loaf, one's a ball.
They're the same ingredients at the end of the day. Eggs, breadcrumbs, seasonings. Boom.
Touche.
So you just never thought of what? You've only made one and not the other?
No, yeah.
You've only made one. You didn't know. Forget you, DZ.
You got me.
You said they're different.
Taylor, I was looking away because I had nothing.
No, the only difference is one has ketchup and one has bread sauce.
Barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever. What were you going to say, Taylor?
I've never made either, so I couldn't say. That's one thing I won't touch because I'm scared of it.
That's why she was so quiet. She was like, this conversation ain't for me. This is an A and B. I'm going to see my way out of it.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Taylor. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
We're out of time. Let's just ask Julie real quick in Oak Creek what she's going to say. We're talking about the meals you thought were so hard, but they're really actually super easy to make. She's got her own theme song. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
All right.
What is it? Say something good.
Reuben wraps.
Reuben wraps. Why is that easy?
It's ridiculously easy. We make it for New Year's Eve every year, kind of like our tradition now.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
Well, is he talking about like a Reuben roll? Like corned beef inside and sauerkraut?
It's a Reuben roll.
Oh.
It's a Reuben roll. So you just get spring roll wrap, you get shredded corned beef, throw in your sauerkraut and Swiss cheese, wrap it up, baste it with olive oil, throw it in the air fryer, and you use the ranch or the Thousand Island as your dip.
Oh. Mwah, chef's kiss. Chef's kiss at the Reuben rolls. DZ doesn't like them, but I'll eat them all day, baby.
I'll have one to share the experience.
And in the air fryer, they are so crunchy and delicious.
Okay, we have to go eat. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Who's bringing us food, bro? Come on.
Goodbye.